Good day, all. This is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network, and my guest today is Carolyn McLaughlin, currently Albany County Legislature for the First Ward, former president of the City of Albany Common Council, and a longtime resident of the Albany South End. Welcome, Ms. McLaughlin.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate you reaching out to me.
Okay, so back in 2007, there was a revitalization plan for the South End called the Capital South Plan Segue to the Future, and you played a prominent role in that revitalization plan. Talk to us about that plan, what you thought it accomplished, and where is the South End today, you know, 13 years later in terms of development?
Well, the Segue to the Future was... That report was a culmination of maybe 18 months to 24 months of work within the community. It was a community report, a community assessment of what we wanted in the South End, what we looked like and where we wanted to go. It dealt with seeding, education, and growth into the South End of Albany. It took a lot of input, a lot of meetings that brought all the stakeholders to the table, the business community, the political community, the educational community, but most importantly, the people of the community were in the room and helped put together a plan for the future for the South End. It included seeding the organization with educational opportunities, business opportunities, economic development opportunities, and just making the South End a go-to community, making it a community where those who live there would have an incentive to stay, as well as provide incentive for new residents, for new businesses, and the like to come into the community. We wanted to provide a community of choice for no matter what it was you were looking for, to live, work, or play, we wanted you to choose the South End. And a lot of work went into it, a lot of ideas. And I was very proud of the work specifically because it came from the people in the community. Now, I dare say 13 years later, there's still a lot of work to be done. The ideas are there. It's just a matter of achieving the resources to make them happen. That's the only thing that was missing from that Segue to the Future plan, was the money.
So now we have Corey Jones of the South End Development Company, who initially pitched a project back in 2018, clearing out a large area of vacant and abandoned buildings, along with relocating families to construct 3 6-story apartment buildings, along with some retail space around 2nd and Crank Street. And he did also win an award because this project was going to be built as a net zero passive housing. What are your thoughts on this project and having like this spark of public-private investment in the South End?
Well, I've lived in the South End for the last 27 years. I live about a block and a half from where this project is. I live a block away. As I look at what we've done over the last 13 years in the South End, the Albany Housing Authority has been a strong partner in providing housing opportunities in the South End. But this project provides an opportunity for market rate as well as affordable housing. And I say, and that's something that is sorely needed in the South End, because you need a mix of economic opportunities in the South End. You need a mix of people from different economic strata as well as ethnically and racially. You need all of that. You need a diversity of income, diversity of ideas, a diversity of cultures. You need all of that in a community in order for it to grow and sustain itself. And I think that this is a project that offers all of that. And so often people are hesitant because It hasn't been there before.
The concerns of the residents was, I think they were all very excited about it, but their concerns were more the height of the building, congestion, you know, water and sewer lines. That these are the things that the developer and the planning department need to look at.
Well, I might, when he brought the plan 2 years ago, first initially to the community, those issues were raised. And I was under the understanding and do believe that he has addressed those issues. This is a project that is all going to be going to be eco-friendly, self-contained, and provide opportunities for some real advanced technology in terms of how the building is heated, how all of the how the environment is served in a positive way through the how this building these buildings are going to be erected.
Right, now, they're net zero passive net, housing, collecting stormwater, solar panels.
Absolutely, and I think people are afraid of what they don't know. And they did bring up, people are concerned about, you know, is my water pressure going to still be the same? Am I going to be able to park on the street? Some very simple things that are things that, you know, we're all concerned about. They're quality of life things that people want to be assured that we're not all of a sudden going to have floods and backups and all of this down here in the South End because we're adding this new density in a small area. I get that, I understand it, and I too expect all of those issues to be addressed. And I believe that through all of the processes that they have to go through with the city and the environmental testing that has to take place, that those issues will be addressed. I think that, I mean, it's a very aggressive plan, but I believe you have to start big. Because you can't start, well, we'll just have 10 apartments and then we'll maybe bring in a little five and dime store or whatever. But I think the idea that he's bringing in is very self-contained, but at the same time will provide opportunity for your neighbors right around to be a part of a growing community. We'll have assets right close by. You know, most of the people in the South End, you got to get in a car, get on a bus to go to get the necessities for every day.
Right. I believe he's going to have, they're trying to put a supermarket in the, it's mixed use. So they'll have retail space.
Mixed use, retail space, not a huge supermarket, but one that fits, you know, ones that fits the need of the people living right there. And you know, when people think of that, I don't know, they may be thinking of some plaza where people are going to be coming from all over the place shop. This is for the neighborhood. Now, if you go to any growing city, you see pockets where the community serves itself. And that's what I liken this project to. You've got a captive audience of people that need to go to the store to buy milk, eggs, and cheese, and bread. So you'll have a store that supplies that. You'll have a religious institution that's already in the community that needs the opportunity to grow and to build up. And so there's even some consideration for that, for the faith community. You will have green space where people will be able to commune with each other right there. We have Lincoln Park, which is walking distance away. But what if you just want to come and sit out in your own courtyard? There it is, to sit with your neighbors. This building will spark other development around it.
Before we wrap up, do you have anything else you would like to share with our listeners regarding this project and anything else that you think, you know, happening in the South End? And where can people get more information?
This project, I still believe that it's a project whose time has come in the South End. If you ride around the city of Albany, there's a lot of housing development going on. A lot of buildings in certain areas that are zoned for them are like of 7 or 8 stories that are high-end apartments that if you don't have $2,000, $1,500 to $2,000, you need not apply. But this project is one going to meet the needs of various income levels in the city. The time has come for this. Why can't we have developers who are interested to come into the South End and bring a first-class project like this, a world-class project, one that I believe has gained the interest around the country in terms of its the nature and the basis from which they're working. Why can't we have that in the South End of Albany? And the time has come for this. And stop saying no to progress for the South End of Albany. Stop treating us as though we are cut off from the rest of the city. And stop thinking that, no, this won't fit here. Yes, it will. Meet the needs. And I know the developer is trying to address any concerns that the neighbors have.
Absolutely. So we encourage folks to pay attention to the planning board meetings when they, and if there's any public meetings going on regarding the project, make sure your voice is heard. And
absolutely.
So thank you so much, Ms. McLaughlin, for your time today, and stay safe.
Thank you, and you do the same, and thank you so much for reaching out to me.